Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the National Dairy Council. The journey begins on Ireland's farm pastures and ends with natural goodness on your table.
Well, on Wednesday last, some of Ireland's best young chefs, finalists in the Eurotalk Young Chef of the Year competition, got together for the first time to make a meal that would grace any Michelin star restaurant. Louise Denver went along to the kitchens of the Marker Hotel, where the five nervous young chefs were picking their ingredients from a basket of unknown treats.
We got our confit potatoes.
So we can get them on because we're going to finish them off in a pan, I'd imagine, later on.
Imagine how you'd feel if you had a basket of previously unseen Irish produce and a few hours to create a three-course meal to wow Ireland's top chefs.
We'd be lying if we said we weren't nervous. At the moment, as I'm speaking to you here now, we have nothing prepared.
I have to take it out of my mind and think, I deserve to be here. I can stand with the rest of it.
The theme is No Chef as an Island.
You carry with you every chef you've worked with, any person you've cooked with or come in contact with. You're always moulding and evolving. You're never just you, you're everyone you've ever cooked with.
To me, No Chef as an Island is about taking your influences from all walks of life, not necessarily food-wise.
The pumpkin, we're doing puree and roast pumpkin.
Executive pastry chef of the Marion, Paul Kelly, decided what was in the basket. And he's one of their judges.
We have carefully selected seasonal veg, fruit, chocolate, and I've thrown a few little challenges in there as well.
It's the first time the five chefs have met each other.
Chris Fulham, 21, from North Dublin, Finglas. I was in Zawale in the north of Holland. I was working in the Libra, the three-star restaurant.
John Fitzmaurice, and I'm from the mustard seed in Ballingarry in County Limerick.
Luke Ahern, I'm 22, live in Kilkenny, and I'm a chef in Campania.
Except for two, Ian and Matt.
My name's Ian, I'm from Finksburg, Maryland in the States, and I'm working at Chapter 1 restaurant.
Matt, from Hollywood, County Down, and I'm working in Chapter 1 in Dublin.
Chef. How are we?
Chef. Okay, so give us the dishes.
So we've really got an in-season starter,
pickled beetroot, some of the pickled carrots, roasted hazelnuts, beetroot puree.
Their mentor for the day, Gareth Mullins, has let them into his kitchens. He's the executive chef of the Marker in Dublin.
Everything is going good. I just really want them to get cooking now because it's 12:15. We've guests arriving at 5:30. So generally with an event like this, you'd want to be set, finished, ready to go an hour beforehand, in case something doesn't go according to plan.
One of the objectives of Eurotalk is to support the producers of the best quality foods in Europe, from small artisan food producers to large organisations.
My philosophy in Eurotalks is very simple. It's all about getting locally sourced produce from artisan suppliers, and then it comes from their farm to our kitchen and from our kitchen to your plate. Ireland is doing some absolutely fantastic produce at the moment. I love Ballyhora mushrooms from County Cork. Mark drops us in mushrooms every Wednesday, and when he drops them in, it's like a kid at Christmas. You're like, ooh, what does he have for us today? And the Achill Island black-faced lamb, absolutely superb, best lamb in the world.
Up north, where I'm from, things like Loch Ness smoked eel, it's something that local consumers are really starting to get a grip with now. Similarly, places like In Season Farm are doing some absolutely fantastic baby veg.
Slicing fine on the slicer.
Most of the produce the five chefs are working with today is from In-Season Farm in Louth.
And then we'll stand those up somewhere along the line to give the plate some height.
The youngest finalist is Chris from Finglas in Dublin.
I was in a mechanical engineering course and I dropped out of that and decided this is the path I was going down. It was something I always wanted to do, and my mum talked me over for a very long time because she worked as a chef and she said it was very hard hours.
He's studying in DIT's Cahill Borough Street, but spent the last year on placement abroad.
In the Netherlands, it was all local produce. There was a farmer who delivered every morning. All the herbs were all foraged locally. If you ran out, you had to forage them on your break.
I'm just going to hollow out this pumpkin here. We're going to keep the seeds. We're going to roast the seeds off. And then with the actual pumpkin, we're just going to wrap it in tinfoil and cook it in the oven until it's nice and soft. And then we're going to puree it.
Another objective of Eurotalk is to maintain the traditional dishes and traditional ways of processing, preserving, preparing and cooking food of the regions of Europe.
Ireland would have had a very strong food tradition, based in the Grace House, based in Landlords, basically, so in my own area. They would have eaten lots of game and lots of fish. And then that all got wiped out. And we just need to remind ourselves of that and protect dishes. I mean, like last year, Waterford Blair got the protected status in Europe. Things like that would be very important.
We actually got some deer downstairs, some venison, and it's incredible. Like, it's the wild Irish venison, Sika deer.
Going to confit the potatoes in olive oil, pumpkin puree. We're going to roast all the pumpkin. Main course in the venison.
We're going to leave the sumac out of it.
Okay.
We don't know.
I just think the fact that they've given a taste, I'm not saying you should be using everything that they've given taste, but it is a little bit different. And
none of us have really any experience.
It's used a lot of Greek and Lebanese cookery.
Yeah.
Pureés are good. They're a little bit safe, is the only thing. I kind of would have liked them to think outside the box a little bit more, maybe. They've been given a spice called sumac, and they've kind of dismissed it. They're nervous because they don't know what it is, but the brief of the competition is no chef is an island. There's two ways of looking at it, that you try and use everything from here, or maybe that you have to leave the island to get ingredients, and that'll be my interpretation of it a little bit. But it's going to come down to the cooking end of things. They need to start moving now, because they're leaving themselves a lot of work to do, you know? Go start near dessert now, because that's the only thing that needs to set. And we can speed that up. We can speed everything else up, but if we don't have to panic on a set, then, I mean, we've loads of time. I just want to make sure that you're
set. 5 hours later, after some experimentation, the food is ready and it's time for tasting. Paul secretly tells me his verdict.
After what we've tasted, I'm just delighted for the finalists. They've really done themselves very proud tonight. I mean, the starter for me is one of my favourites, which is the goat's cheese and, of course, the beetroot. And really very clinical and very cleanly presented. The flavours all went very well together. And, of course, the venison for the main course, perfectly cooked, beautiful sauce and the purees. And they used some pumpkin in there, which I have to check out later, which was the name of that pumpkin, because it really, really went well with it. And, of course, my own favourite, the dessert. Good sized portion. And, of course, the panna cotta with the parsnip just at the end of the night was perfect. It's work in progress, I would say. I mean, but what they had to do today with the mystery basket and the time restriction today, they did exceptionally well.
Ah, Louise, you're making me hungry listening to all of that. Louise Denver reporting with the Eurotalk's Young Chef of the Year finalists from Campania, DIT, Cahill Brewer Street, The Mustard Seed and Chapter 1. And the winning chef will be announced later this month. And if you want a taste of any of those meals that you've been hearing about there, that we've been listening to, you can find out the recipes on our website, rte.ie/countrywide.